Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC. Just a few minutes late this morning, but nevertheless, it's our pleasure every Friday to talk with our State Representative Shannon Latham, who represents Hamilton County at the State House there in Des Moines. Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Yes, so we had a meeting up in Webster City last week, and you were at Mason City as we're doing this program right now, but no doubt another busy week for you and your colleagues at the State House in Des Moines.
It really was a busy week. I believe we passed 55 bills off the Iowa House floor this week. So we are now working toward our second funnel. So what that means is for the first 8 weeks, we were busy getting bills through the subcommittees and then committees in the Iowa House. Now we need to pass them off the floor of the House, send them over to the Senate. They need to pass through the Senate subcommittee and committee all by the next second funnel deadline, which is April 4th.
What were some of the bills that may be of interest, Shannon, to this area, to North Central Iowa?
Sure. Well, one of the bills that I was happy to see pass the Iowa House unanimously was House File 615. That's a bill that I helped co-sponsor, and it's a bill relating to the unintentional misrepresentation of service animals. So that was a bill that I sponsored on behalf of a local veteran who has a service dog and is just, coming into, I guess, a little bit of difficulty where people aren't sure whether we can trust if a service animal is a service animal or not. So I was glad to see that pass unanimously. There is a grocer reinvestment bill that we passed off the floor. I know I've talked about that. It came out of my, not my committee, but a committee that I serve on called Economic Growth and Technology. And I do know that we've got some rural grocery stores across House District 55. And what that would do is it would create a grant program that they could use for new equipment and innovation. And so looking forward to seeing that bill continue through the bill-making process. Another bill that came out of economic development is a bill that puts some guardrails on artificial intelligence and the use of those materials in elections. So that bill came out of committee still needing some work, so haven't seen it come to the floor yet, but it is making its way through the process. So those are a couple of bills of interest, I think, that we've been having some work on here recently.
Okay, this week was
Also, Pat, sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Also a couple of bills, too, related to kids in foster care, allowing parents to be able to provide them with some basic medical care, and then also a House file requiring employers to treat adoptive parents of children ages 6 years or younger, just like newborns, as far as the benefits they provide. So sorry, I think those are also a couple of bills that would be of interest to people in our area.
And there's also a report out this week that the Governor Reynolds is saying the latest state revenue projections are meaning a 6.9% tax revenue fill this next year, I believe. Is that, what did you think about that announcement?
Yeah, so yesterday the Revenue Estimating Committee met, and we knew that revenues were expected to come down, and they did. So now that we have those estimates have been, I guess, confirmed, now that we will begin more in earnest of our budget making process here for the state. So that really gives us the number that we have to work with. Each budget subcommittee chair gets a target, and so we'll be working toward putting together that state budget.
You had a meeting, I believe, last Saturday, wasn't it, in Webster City there, Shannon, with the at Iowa Central regarding the...
Last Saturday I was in Clarion.
Oh, Clarion. Okay, well, Clarion then.
Yeah,
you can talk about that. What'd you hear?
Yeah, so it was a really packed room. I think there must have been close to 50 people there. And it was hosted by Farm Bureau. So one of the Farm Bureau's priorities is the Iowa Green Indemnity Fund and really modernizing that. So that was the first question that was asked. People also had questions about how do bills originate? Why are we seeing some of the bills originate that have originated? So I'd just like to answer that a question here this morning. So bills originate because of a need from a constituent, like I mentioned. Another bill that we passed off the House floor this week, I introduced on behalf of a constituent who needed help being able to do an involuntary commitment for their child who had some mental health needs that needed to be addressed. And so that was a bill that did pass unanimously, I believe, as well. So a lot of them are at the request of constituents. There can also be bills introduced by legislators because they might be something that are near and dear to that legislator's heart as well. And then, of course, a lot of times they come from associations and other groups that have needs. So that's how bills originate. They get filed by legislators, and then they work their way through the bill-making process. And a lot of those bills that get introduced will never make it to the House floor. I believe it's just shy of 1,000 bills. I don't know if that's a record, but it's certainly more bills than I've ever heard introduced in the four previous years that I've served in the legislature. So a lot of bills that have been introduced, and so again, not all of those are going to get passed. Also, last week, some people were talking about bills that affect local libraries. So those are a couple of bills that I've been looking into. I think, you know, from my standpoint, there's a difference between school libraries and public libraries. And so just at a first glance, I have a lot of question about those library bills that have been introduced into the Iowa House. So I'm trying to get some questions answered on those.
So when you resume on Monday there, Shannon, what's going to be some of the bills facing you and your colleagues?
Right. So I believe next week we're really going to see that budget-making process in earnest. We're also working our way through that list. I think that's pretty close to like 40 pages now of bills that are eligible for debate. And so we'll get a list, I believe, 24 hours in advance over what the next day's debate schedule is, and those are posted on the Iowa Legislature's website. So if that's something of interest to any listeners, they can sure go out to Iowa Legislature's website and take a look and see what the daily debate calendar looks like.
And then you're returning back to Webster City, I believe, with Dennis Guth and yourself. That'll be on the 19th of April, is that correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay, April 19th for the next legislative town hall meeting with State Representative Shannon Latham and Dennis Guth at the Chelswick Center there at Iowa Central in Webster City.